Greetings of grace and peace in our Lord and Savior's name this morning. Very thankful to be gathered with you all this morning. It's truly a privilege and a joy to have the freedom to gather in this way and to allow God to continue to perfect us into His image and to strengthen us. And so, yes, let's bow for a word of prayer here. Our Father which art in heaven, in Jesus' name, we bow before Thee, Lord God. And Father, we count it a privilege and a joy to be gathered in this way. Father, we do thank You for this privilege and thank You for each one that's gathered here, Lord. I just ask that You would grant me Your grace and wisdom, help me to control my tongue and to bring forth Your word, Your oracles, Lord, that You, Lord Jesus, would be lifted up and exalted. Father, that You, yes, would be pleased, Lord God, and that You would strengthen us and guide and direct us, Lord. Father, would You bless us with Thy Holy Spirit once again, Lord, and we do thank You for Thy eternal word. We do thank You for the instruction that You have in Your word, Lord. And we just welcome Your word into our hearts and lives. And that it would continue to change us, Lord. And help us to continue to build our lives upon Your word, Lord God. We do thank You for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I was asked to share an opening this morning here, and by God's grace, I want to share what He continues to do in my heart, the need. This is a need that is in my heart, and something that I want to endeavor to grow in by His grace. And as for a passage this morning, let's turn to Luke chapter 10. I'm going to try to read through most of this chapter here kind of quickly I think it'd be a blessing to get the full. Yes, I think it would be a blessing if we would do that. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before His face into every city and place whither He Himself would come. Therefore said He unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, that He would send forth laborers unto His harvest. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in the day of Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus, Go and do likewise. I'll stop there. As we travel through life and we go about our day each day, and there's many things that are calling for our attention, and so I find that I need to continue to be reminded what God's instruction is for my life, what His will, what His purpose is for my life, and why I am here, and what He has, what His will is for me to be here. And so here's Jesus sent out these 72 by 2. There's some instruction that I've been blessed by that He gave them here, And I just want to consider some of these to stir us up to consider, to be reminded of why we are here. And as I consider the instructions, I tend to appreciate instruction more and more, thankfully. And if someone asked me, okay, today we need to do this and this and give me a list, I appreciate having those clear instructions to where then I can return, I can be obedient to them and please them in that way. And so I think of the Word of God, and I wonder, what does God want for me today? What does God want for me today? And I need to continue to go to His Word and read the instruction that He has there for me, and to first of all walk in those that are clearly written there. And so, as I take instruction, even from someone, from a brother or someone, whoever it may be, you know, can I truly take instructions? Do I appreciate instructions? Do I care enough about instructions that I will write them down? And does he or she have my full attention as I take instruction? As it says there in Proverbs 24:32, then I saw and considered it well, and I looked upon it and received instruction. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So here in verse 2, it says the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And we as children of God, it's talking about the laborers are few in the kingdom of God. And us as children of God should first of all be laboring in His kingdom and for His purposes, for His will. We are sent forth as lambs among wolves in the world we live. Do I look at it that way? Do I realize how opposed that the kingdom of God is in this world? Do I take it that serious? We are to carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes along as we labor in His kingdom. We're not to carry a lot of extra things along that can weigh us down or get us sidetracked. We is with everything wanting to get our attention, we can easily get sidetracked. What God's will is, what his purpose is. We are to heal the sick and say the kingdom of God has come nigh. Most times when it says heal the sick, a lot of times it refers more to the physical. But as I dug in there some, it also indicates spiritual sickness. It indicates spiritual and physical sickness. And so am I bringing healing to the situations, to people that have spiritual sickness? And am I bringing healing to that situation, or am I just kind of neglecting it and not really helping it any? And He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. This here I was really blessed by. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And I see that as an instruction also for us, that we are to rejoice because our names are written in heaven. And yes, rejoice in His grace and His power. And it says, Thou, O Father, Lord of... I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. So what He's saying is, I need to become as a child. I need to lower myself and think as a child to be able to see the kingdom and to understand some of these things, because pride and arrogance, sin will interfere of seeing the kingdom and seeing God's purpose for my life. Then He said, there in verse 23, blessed are the eyes which see these things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them. There's all these people that are educated and have all this knowledge, but they cannot see the kingdom. They cannot see them. They have not lowered themselves and repented. And God wants us to lower ourselves and receive of His Spirit so we can see things in His ways. And then there in some beautiful instruction there in verse 27. A passage that, a scripture that we are all very familiar of. But it seems like for me it's one of the highest ones to walk in, to endeavor to walk in it. So love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. So if I love Him with all my heart, that there's no divided affections. It's not partially. It's not love the world and Him, but it's with my entire heart. My it's not 90%. With all my heart is 100%. With all thy soul, it'd be with all thy breath, with all thy spirit. You think of breath. And each breath that we take, am I loving Him with each breath? With all thy strength to be the same as with all my ability. With all the ability that God gives me, am I loving Him in that way? With all my mind, be the same as with all my faculty. And am I loving my neighbor as myself? And as this lawyer asked, who is my neighbor? Because he was trying to squirm out of it, and he wanted, well, who is my neighbor? It's not everyone, is it? And as this Samaritan took care of this man that fell there among the thieves. And that just, he was a man of compassion, a man I was walking as Jesus walked. And if I want to be more like Jesus, if I want to be more like Jesus, how I need to actually walk as He walked. And then actually put it into action. So just what the Lord has continued to impress in my heart is, as I face situations and then as I walk through life, I need to continue to turn to the Word of God that has beautiful instructions for my life. And by His grace, walk in those instructions. And there will be many blessings there. As it says here in James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, to keep himself unspotted from the world. In 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. So as I consider this passage here in the instruction that Jesus gives us, I thought of what is my goal in life? What is my ultimate goal in life? And what is my purpose? Say next week, what is my goal in life? And how will I reach my goal? And as we know, that it's not how we start, but it's how we finish. And how will I not be detoured from my goal? How will I keep my focus on my goal? May it be seek God in prayer. And as He gives direction and blesses us with grace and direction, May we thank Him. May we thank Him for those beautiful blessings. May we then worship and praise Him. Until we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Is that my goal? To come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ. Do I want Christ's fullness in my life? Yes, I do. And I trust each one here does also. So as Jesus asked that lawyer, which one of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do likewise. That's all I have to share this morning. Lord, bless each one. We're thankful to be gathered together today.